phone, and I will call the meeting of the Public Library Board of Trustees to order. Okay, first up is to review operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. Next, addition or deletion of agenda items. Does anybody have anything?
Well, I have a question about that. I have an update on the QR code, and I want to discuss it with the board, so I don't know if you want to add that as an item for discussion, or if you want to just include that with part of fundraising, or...
I think that would go, in the fundraising. I forgot to ask or mention that specifically, but I think that can go in the...
I have a couple words about safety in the building.
Okay, so I'll... anything else?
It is specific to,
fundraising.
Yeah, okay.
Is it possible for us to move the book sale item up so that to be respectful of their time so they can stay or go if they choose?
Above the
is it possible?
Library report?
I mean, I know that's...
The library sale.
Right. Up to above the minutes and everything?
Are you saying? Sure,
how far?
It's somewhere up rather than being at the bottom.
It's not at the bottom. It is after the director or the library report, but it's okay.
It's fine.
Okay. So we have you at, I'm counting here, in 30 minutes. Is when you guys are slated to be up. Is that okay?
Got it.
Okay. And then in 20 minutes, Adele.
Okay.
provided that everything else runs smoothly, but we're hopefully try to keep an eye on time. Okay. Any other addition or deletion of agenda items? Okay. So I guess to nominate somebody. Make a motion for the security discussion to be added.
I'll make a motion for the security discussion to be added to the minutes.
Don't we usually just say approve as
oh.
the addition?
Oh, okay.
So we don't have to do...
Okay.
I think that's what we usually do.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so approve as with the security to be added. And then I'm going to write it on my agenda so I don't forget it.
Where would you like to write it?
Where would you like to have it?
Doesn't matter. Sue, I'm here for information.
Me too. Okay, so before the before 9. Okay, security.
Lauren had something too.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about it during the fundraising.
Okay. It's within the fundraising. Security discussion. Okay. So did somebody make a motion for that to be approved?
I'll make a motion for the agenda as modified.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have an agenda. Okay, we have public comment. Would anybody like to comment? All right, we're cruising through if we don't. They're getting there faster than their 30 minutes. Okay. Grace, secretary's report?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Then do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the May 6th meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
I'll second it.
All right. Any discussion on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Lauren.
Oh.
You have the floor.
Yeah. Did everybody... What? Oh, the floor?
Yes.
Okay. Did everybody get the email from me?
Yes.
Were they able to open it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Whew.
Well, that's it then. There you go. Did anybody want to talk about it at all?
I just was wondering about the two fundraising expenses.
Yeah.
The largish ones.
Yeah, let's see. Martell was the garbage. That's not. And then there's the Lucy Norman was for framing, I believe. Well, I mean, that's what the receipts were for frames.
Framing, I guess you guys found pictures or something, and Lucy framed them, and they're going to sell them at the book sale.
Which pictures?
I don't know what the
pictures in books, like illustrations. The books that are destroyed are not any value.
Some that you had.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We just thought we could try selling the illustrations. And Lucy was donating the frames, and I guess Lucy would buy some materials.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was like 155, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would have been good if we had talked
about it.
But
normally we talk about it if it's over $100.
We wanted to know when she was doing that.
Oh,
yeah. Donating the frames. I didn't know she'd buy material.
Yeah. That's part of the discussion.
Yeah,
she knew what we did.
T-shirts.
Oh,
nice.
We're at $250. So that's what the bulk of that was. There was something else on there. I'm like, what? Hello. Oh, yeah. And these are the T-shirts.
Awesome.
So, all right. Yeah, this is the original. And the woman Jen, I think you know her pretty well. She did a great job. It's not the exact same color, but I told her that we had approved $250, and they were a little bit more than that. So she found this. She sourced this 100% cotton. On sale to get it all done for under $250. So
great.
I was really, and she got it done really quickly. So,
yay!
It's gonna be a really nice experience.
So that,
all right.
Done.
Yeah,
I have T-shirts.
Yes.
Should we take them or who?
Want to just leave
main
them here?
Where
do you
put
T-shirts? Put them here. Put them downstairs.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Were there any other questions about the warrant?
What was your question, Grace?
It was the fundraising expenses. And the big one, well, it was Lucy Norman's for the frames, but
right.
also these were $250.
Oh, okay.
Which came up on the Elon Financial Services because I used a credit card to buy them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think I was curious about why it was the same as the books.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And the Rutland Herald, now is that us warning our meetings? Is that going to be in monthly, because we had an $81 Rutland Herald bill?
That should have been an old one. I don't believe.
Is that for the newspaper? We don't get the newspaper, no. Okay.
It's for a warning.
Okay. Yeah, that was.
From February.
Yeah, that should, that was already paid, I think.
Yeah, I can remember seeing that.
So I wonder why it was back in there.
I don't know. They sent the email, I printed it out, and put it in the invoice. I have no idea anything about it.
So when I drop this warrant off tomorrow with Julie, I'll ask her to look back. And I can also look back at the other warrants and see.
Okay.
So long, it actually took two pages. So there's the second page if you wanna. Do you wanna?
If there is an issue with that, will it be a problem if it's
already been paid? If it's already been paid?
If we sign this now, and there's an issue.
I think if there are errors, like Julie can strike them.
I think, yeah, we can amend it because.
Okay, I just wanted.
Thank you, that's a good question.
We can't go more, I guess, but. You can take off something that's already been paid.
Do you want to pass this with it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Anyone wants to look at any of the bills? Well, this also goes with it.
Oh,
you.
So the Martella is the it's not Casella anymore.
Mm-mm.
Oops.
I do not have anything to discuss for the budget update. We're going to have to bump it to
okay.
July. Yeah.
I think that the update actually happens, and then it's just a matter of us
looking at it to see what our challenges are for next year, given the new salary and the way our appropriation comes in, and what we're going to have to do for to make the budget work. So, yeah. Okay.
Sure.
So we have, I guess, a motion to approve the
Linda
warrant.
Linda has a question. Can she ask it?
Sorry.
Or not?
Can we just get a motion to approve the warrant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody? Oh, I will.
Okay, and the second?
One second.
Okay, so now we can discuss it more.
Oh, this is a really trivial question.
Okay.
What made you choose that color for the t-shirts?
This was the one that we worked on. This was one they had before, and they wanted something similar so it was more uniform, so people could see. And you know, someone who's working or volunteering at the sale easily enough.
Oh, this is just for the volunteers.
It's just for the volunteers.
It's just for volunteers.
Exactly.
No,
yeah, they're just for people who are working there, and then that way people can pick them out easy enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Do we have any other discussion on the warrant or the? Yeah. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
May I have the envelope or
oh,
the folder?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Set my alarm to remember to go down.
Do it. Yeah, right now.
Are you kidding me? I have to.
I know. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I was
thank you.
Agreeing with you. So we are on to the library report, Adele.
Okay.
All right.
So May was pretty quiet because it's May and everybody's graduation. Parties, family thing, whatever's going on. So, of course, everything is down. And then our circulation, our patrons. Our circulation is 306. We have 377 patrons. Libby was 60. It's 60 requests. And Canopy actually went up. So it has 138 people looking for movies and 14 new signups to Canopy in May. So, it's all
I think it's
rain.
Really underutilized. I think Canopy is underutilized.
It is.
It's really
it
a great resource.
It is. And there's not a lot of libraries that carry it anymore because the state had brought in another one that was a bit more expensive. And then they had all kinds of problems with it. So, and I almost thought about, you know,
switching.
And then I'm like, no, because it's complicated. Something's going to happen. I just want to move my tuition.
You were right.
I was right. And we have 5 new patrons that signed up. Because of our events, we had a medicine garden with Jana Mason back on the 10th, and she pulled in a lot of new people. So it was all, so a lot of them joined yoga and got cards.
Awesome.
So there was like a dozen people at that. And then we had another Death Cafe on the 17th. And that brought in all new people as well, which people are really receptive to the Death Cafe, and they really enjoyed it. And it was, so we have another one coming up on the 27th of this month. And we started the Read and Win with Champlain Valley Fair. It starts on the 14th. People read 3 books, kids do, write it on the back of the tickets that we have that they sent us. They bring the tickets back, they get a red ribbon, they take it to the fair, they cash it in for free ride, $5 off rides, ice cream, and a new book.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, there's like about, I don't know, I'm gonna say about 30 libraries signed up for it. So it's kind of cool. I think it'll be a lot of fun. So, and that is it for May. May was just kind of breezed by and a lot of rain, and it was easy. We do have a couple of issues with the building. Our sink downstairs is not running properly.
The drain?
The valves are all turned on all the way, and it's just like a dribble with hot and cold. We don't really need to have it looked at immediately because nobody's really using the room downstairs until robotics starts at the end of, or the beginning of July. So we will at least have it looked at. And it could be something very simple. It could be just clogged up. I don't know anything about plumbing.
Is the screen?
I can't get it off.
Oh, okay.
It's so, okay. And it's a very,
it's not the drain, though. It's the water
very
coming out.
Very inexpensive faucet.
Yeah.
The screen if it's full of sediment.
I mean, it's a very inexpensive faucet and sink. The sink is plastic.
So we can take a look.
Yeah.
It's
you can give it a whirl.
It's
corroded. Yeah.
The screen is corroded. Yeah.
Okay. And then I can actually help with this, and I don't mind. It's clean up out back by the ramp where all the weeds grow, and down the back steps and at the flat part, the little patio. It's filled up with leaves and stuff. It just needs to clean out because there's a drain pipe in that flat area. If it gets clogged up and it gets backed up with rain, then it starts flooding into the downstairs.
Yes. Okay.
So we need to.
Is that just a regular maintenance thing that
needs
to happen?
It doesn't happen.
Okay.
I mean, I should do it last fall, but it's all. It needs it again.
The bottom of the stairs where
when you step into the downstairs, there's a drain, and it was brought to my attention that we almost had a flooding issue here last Thursday because of all the rain. I mean, I don't mind helping, and I can.
Oh no, that's fine. Yeah,
I'm
saying that's fine. I'll take a look at it. If it's horrible.
Yeah. No. It's just a bunch of leaves.
If you take the cover off the drain, there's a lip around the hole.
Yep.
And that was full of sand and dirt.
Yeah.
That's sand and dirt.
And that's why it wasn't going.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Yeah. And then I have 2 more electricians for you, so if you want, whatever route you want to go with the outdoor security, so I have those. And that is it. That's pretty much it for now. Everybody's calling about the book sale and stuff, so that's
starting on book sale.
That
duty.
Is the big event.
Sure. Yeah. As far as the sink, then do we do that or is that?
I'm gonna take a look at it.
The sink as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, is that something for the select board?
I was wondering. That's
what
I.
Yeah, but let me just look at it. In case it's something really, really, really simple.
Okay, because we're supposed to make
simple. Yeah.
Supposed to make them aware of issues. So
if
it is something.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah, we can get to them. Okay. Thanks, Sue, and thank you, Adele.
Sure.
All right. Moving along. Does anybody else have any questions about the report? Nothing? Okay. So, on to the book sale committee.
So I handed out, just pulled together like a basic timeline.
Is that this?
No. Did I write?
I have. It says Paulette Library Book Sale, but
So I was hoping that the book sale sorters would look at it and everyone who's had experience too and make sure that see if anything's missing or wrong. And then obviously I had some like questions. Saint Gobain is coming. And I've contacted 4-H and 6th grade and haven't heard back yet, but I just did that this morning. And I've contacted stewards for hopefully a gift certificate. And other than that, I kind of went through the stuff that Linda gave me, which was great, gave us all, for the, like, what's needed for food. So I think Linda says 9 pizzas was too many, but pizza on Wednesday, and then Thursday, I wasn't sure. about lunch versus like a breakfast style snacks. Saint Gobain said they didn't think they'd be here for lunch. They didn't think they'd be here that long. They want to come at 8:30.
So we'd just be feeding the regular soldiers and volunteers. So I thought maybe instead of getting sandwiches, just getting cold cuts and bread, and then we can make our own sandwiches. And if there's enough, then they could be left over for Sunday too.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot.
That's great. And then, is there lunch on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. And then, as far as, so do you need, like,
coffee? So, Wednesday, the beginning on Wednesday?
Yeah, yes,
okay.
Please.
setting up the tables. The school will set them up.
Okay.
But they have to come here and pick up our tables, and then they combine them with the school tables. So Jim and Bill will do that. I don't know whether they come Monday or Tuesday. You have to contact the school.
Okay.
So they'll come probably pick them up the day before. We have supplies for the book sale downstairs. We have the signs that go on all the tables, all the supplies, the cashier boxes, some of the food supplies. That has to be taken over to the school by Wednesday morning.
Last year, we moved the tables ourselves to the school. Jim and Bill weren't able to help us with that. So I don't know if that's the same this year. I think that one of them had an injury, but it's worth checking because last year it was the board wanted it.
That has to be determined.
And then they were brought back on Monday, so we moved them back on
Monday or Tuesday, whichever day they usually had time to.
So did they bring them back? Or
we brought them back last year. Supplies. Price Chopper will donate cups and plates and napkins if you go in and ask them for any nonprofit fundraising that you are doing.
Okay, great.
And also, the library still has a $25 gift card to Stewart's.
Okay.
If you would like that as well. They might be willing. I spoke to them for a different nonprofit. Stewards might be willing to donate pizzas for a nonprofit. So speak and I can help with this, or but we can call and speak to a manager, and they may be willing to at least give us a discount or work with us in some way on that.
I think it was 5 pizzas last year, but I can't.
Yeah, I think 9 pizzas last year, way too much. We had a lot of those, so maybe 5.
I think it was 5 last year.
9 last year.
Wait, it was 9 last year?
Yeah. 9
pieces. No.
So
we did go through 5.
We went through 5, so we have 4 left over. So we're thinking maybe only 5 this year rather than.
Okay.
I'll
do 6.
Yeah.
5 or 6, whatever.
Yeah,
I'll
do 6.
That can get eaten the next day,
too. Yeah.
Last year we got them from the Stewards, too, and they were nice.
The pizzas?
Were they better than Price Choppers? I thought so. But
what kind of
the snack? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was gonna say that the coffee and breakfast on Thursday has historically been provided by the board. Like we've.
Yeah, I know. I brought some stuff in.
And do we want to continue that or?
Yeah, I think I'm happy to like bring some muffins or something for like breakfasty snacks on Thursday.
Yes.
Breakfast.
How many people about?
I don't know how many come from St. Gobain.
There were about 8 last year, weren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot. And then there's a lot of people show up with us, but the number is nebulous.
It changes.
You said 12?
I'd say closer to 20, and then whatever's left over, I can go to Ways and Kings the next morning.
Is the coffee? Do they make it there? Can we make it there? Do we make it there, or is it?
Make it there.
Okay.
We have coffee makers that we can take.
Okay.
Make sure the kitchen is open.
There's a pot downstairs.
Yeah, we have pots.
Yeah.
That's part of the supplies that have to go over Wednesday.
And then Friday...
Wait, sorry, can you say that again, Janine?
The supplies are for the coffee.
Right.
And the food, the cashier boxes, the signs for the tables, everything is downstairs in that little room off the kitchen.
Right.
That all has to go over Wednesday.
Yeah.
Janine and I have normally gone through it and had it out and ready for everybody to take.
Yeah, and I'm here as well, so
great.
I can help.
Yeah, and then if I'm asking Price Chopper for supplies, I need to know like about how many.
Right.
Well, I think they give up to 250.
Okay.
So I think, you know, 100. I mean, if they ask you or they just automatically give you up to 250.
Okay. And then do we buy the coffee, but we can use the herbs?
We have. Somebody gave us coffee last
okay.
year. It's never been opened.
Who? Oh.
It's still
because. Was it me? I mean, I donated cream and coffee and bagels. We can't remember. I mean, I brought a case of half and half from the diner.
We could go over that now. I was kind of thinking that next month we would maybe would be better
for the food
to like go over what people.
Food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This what
and
the board should bring in.
Just Ross about if we can do that again this year.
Okay. That was another question. I have no idea about trucks. I don't
so
have.
So Daniel Buck is the part of the archery shooting 4-H club, and they are the ones who help unload on Wednesday night, and he is the one who brings his big truck.
Okay.
Or has historically brought his big truck and has helped along with the trucks last year, which was lovely. But between the two of them, that was very quick work.
So you'll contact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said he'd do it.
He did? Okay.
But you need to talk to him.
Okay.
Just more needs to talk to
him. All right. All right. Okay.
Volunteers have to be at Jed's Barn at 5. That's when they're normally there.
On?
What day?
Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday evening.
People that work, that help.
Yeah.
Be there at 5. Yeah.
And make sure there's plenty of water and
yeah.
drinks there as well as at Medley School. So.
And I was wondering if we could sort of go through, rough out the expenses that we would be paying for this, just so we have an idea and we can formalize it next month. Yeah, next month.
Is there anything on Friday?
Nothing formal. That's just the regular basic sorting crew. We go there and we clean
make sure
up
it
what
looks...
happened the day before.
Right.
It isn't always.
Okay.
Stuff.
Was that when you did the bagels, Lauren, on last year?
I can't remember.
Probably Thursday, right? Or actually, I guess.
I'd have to go back and see. I can probably find my notes.
Saturday and Sunday, there was lunch and breakfast.
Yes.
So any of those days, I guess. Do you know, was that all board members, or did people donate breakfast stuff?
Last year, the breakfast was on Friday was board, and then on Saturday and Sunday, it was Lauren's Bagels.
Oh.
And then we had leftover pizza available for people on after on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday, but also on Saturday and Sunday afternoon, or on Saturday afternoon, we picked up platters from Price Chopper and brought them over, and then we made it so that there was enough for both days. There was one platter to open for Saturday, and then one platter for Sunday, and salads.
I like the idea of doing just cold cuts and stuff. That does sound like a lot less waste.
I don't like the soggy sandwiches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better if you just make your own sandwiches.
Okay. And get some like salads from them.
A couple of big bags of potato chips, lemon water, and
great.
And dessert. Don't forget dessert.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's last year. I remember.
Well, everybody else will be like, "Where's the dessert?
Where's the cookie?
Where's the cupcakes?"
I just remember it being a discussion last year that there was too much food and that the focus of the money shouldn't go toward food as much, but maybe.
You're right. We were talking about no soda, just yep. water.
Yeah.
No pre-made sandwiches, just the cold cuts.
Yeah.
Fewer pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer pizzas, right.
Well, I guess we can hash the details out, like you say, next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But for the expenses, we have the custodians at Meadowy, the Oxbow 4-H Club, the sixth graders at Meadowy. We have Martell's for trash. We do have food that wasn't board. I know last year people were reimbursed for food. It wasn't out of the board pocket.
No.
So... Sorry?
That's correct.
Correct, okay. So we do have some amount of food that the library will be paying for. And then, I guess, advertisements.
Corey, what are you referring, are those notes you took before the meeting, or what are you...
I'm just writing it down right now.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah. That's a really good recall.
I did the expense, the warrant for it. I remember working it out because,
yes.
and separated out from things because there were, I thought, kind of a lot of expenses for the book sale.
What do we want to do as far as advertising? I think, is that something that we want to discuss next month or we need to get on it now?
We're going to get it on now, but I think Nina and I have been... signed up for the publicity part. This is broken down from what Linda gave us, or Linda and Janine gave us, which is pretty thorough. And I think that there's quite a few just newspaper spots and possibly getting it on radio. If we know anybody.
Do you know what was done last year?
That's why I fed that to you.
We were talking about it, and I thought that someone said that there wasn't any paid advertising last year.
I don't think it happened.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't happen. It wasn't in time.
So is that?
Well, the timeline on
this.
It's, yeah, I think so. If we, I guess, maybe we should approve that now. But so I have this.
It didn't hurt sales at all.
I think what we did last year, we really bumped it up on Facebook. We boosted it on Facebook. I mean, we went all like a 200-mile radius, if not more so.
That
it went into New York and Massachusetts and New Hampshire. And then we did a lot of free advertising into those little local papers that people put stuff in. So we had made a list of all of those little papers without paying an outrageous amount, like Rutland Herald, and now there isn't even those, like Free Press.
Right.
And those.
Right.
And I don't know what their population of the readers are now, since now it's all online, and so I don't know.
Right, so the Front Porch Forum, which is free, but there's probably advertising on that as well, so we could get a broader audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just get it out there.
Yes, we can run some ads at
TV.
Yeah. So anyway.
You were talking about doing a radio as well.
And Pulteney.
We're going to do an interview.
Well, we don't have that secured, but reach out to the public. It's like public ads. Yeah. Okay. So. But
it's not there. Radio station in Pulteney now.
Okay.
It's on.
Gone. Oh wow.
Okay.
We do have a Paulette resident DJ.
Yes. So we
for WEQX.
Yeah.
Which
there you go.
I know.
Get
nervous about it.
Oh. No, not nervous. No.
Pressure.
I know. She blew you could do it as a surprise and then. Then here we go.
All right.
I'm like, why are we getting all these radio spots? Yes.
So anyway, I will talk with Nina too if she has other ideas. We had talked about doing some Instagram, even just trying to get it out different ways, how people are, you know, it's hard to know how people are trying to locate things like this, but just hit as many as we can. And then on here, there's also the idea of posters to put out and about. That sounded like, let's see, the lead time on that wasn't as long. Started. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be more like early July.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then after our July, and our July meeting's on the 1st, so that's good.
That's great.
So we can.
I was wondering if, have any of those been printed? Because I know Nina did them, like made the flyer.
For the book sale?
For the books?
Yeah.
Those have been printed?
Yeah. They're not just flyers.
They're printed from here.
Right, but like the
Nina
kind of
design.
Right.
You haven't seen them? I've seen it online. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's great.
I mean, we went with the last year she designed the flyers as well, and we just went with that.
And just print those out and then
just
put
them out.
Just
print them out, yeah.
Great.
Here. I have a question again, because it says on there over 20,000 books, and I want to be accurate. I don't want to advertise more than we have. So you guys said that would be close maybe this year?
Well, I would just say thousands of books.
That's what I was going to say. Even like thousands and thousands sounds good, right? Yeah, so I think she should change that. Yeah.
I'm pretty darn close to 20,000,
but no.
Yes. Thousands,
three times.
That's what I mean. Way back when the book sale, other whole different board, that's when Dolores, what's her name?
Lupke,
thank you.
Yeah.
She ran the book sale. So
yep.
There were more books then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
a lot of Holly books.
Very well known, like everybody.
Yeah.
Was one of, yeah.
She made it very, very popular.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And people come back every year. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
yes.
so
look
thousands,
forward
of,
to it.
Thousands and thousands of books, I think.
Thousands and thousands?
I think that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that accurate?
All right, yeah. I will tell her.
And also, actually, on the flyer, the address of the school, maybe? In the circle, it just says 153 or something. Or
153.
But it doesn't... it doesn't...
Like that would...
It doesn't say Route 153 on there.
Like, I would put an address that you can put into your GPS.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That's in that circle.
Okay. Anything else? I can tell?
Not that I...
Go get some and pass around. Flyer.
Oh, sure.
Just
Grace can. Oh,
exactly.
You've seen it online. You said.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
all
right. All right. So,
the POS device that we got a new one, right? So that's awesome.
That's what I was asked. That's why I put it on there.
Yeah,
was it? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we ordered
two,
so they can be at both stations this year.
And then on this write-up, it said something about cash boxes.
Yeah, that
do
was...
Do we need...
Yeah, I think
ones?
There were two short lashes. We could figure out one short.
Yeah.
So we're hard to get two cash boxes just in case. But we have to count them. I think there should be one, two...
In a different kind? Is that what it looks like?
Five cash boxes.
So it should be five.
I think there are.
Yeah, I think there are.
We
found the fifth.
Did we find it?
Yeah, it doesn't have a lock on it.
Okay.
So they go over on Wednesday also.
Do we need?
Yeah.
We'll double check.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to have a bake sale this year?
Yes.
Okay.
So Joni and I are going to do that. I have not done anything except got information from Molly.
Okay.
So
we can do a shout out. People will come and donate stuff.
Yeah. What's the best way to do that?
I would say, you know, you're set up on Saturdays. You don't necessarily have to have it on Sunday.
Right.
Unless there's a lot of leftovers, but usually.
Oh, that makes sense.
What's a good way?
And people can drop it off before the opening of on Saturday, right, before we officially open at 9 a.m. They can drop them off between 8 and 9. Mm-hmm.
And what, my question about that was, what's a good way to ask people to donate?
I would just ask, you know,
front porch forum.
Right.
Front porch forum. We can put it on our Facebook page.
Nina could do a blast.
Yeah, we can do a flyer. We can make an early flyer.
Well, it's been an email. Like, she has that group.
Right,
that
would be good. Yeah, that would be
really
good.
We did for the fundraiser that we did for the food pantry, we sent out an email blast, and then we had a Google document where people could check or, you know, reply with what they were sending so that we knew that we had a certain amount of things coming, and they could check whether they were bringing something gluten-free or vegan so that we knew that we were having a variety, and it was helpful. And I could see about helping to set that up, if that would be something that we wanted to do. And then we could put it in a link in the reports form and on the Facebook page so that we kind of have an idea of what to expect.
There's a lot of good bakers out there.
Yeah.
Your sister's one of them.
Yes.
We know that already, like, just hand you a plate.
I'll buy it. Okay, ahead.
So good.
And then the signs. Do I have to do anything about that?
I think you're going to have to, because we've about had it with the signs. We've put them up for years. Yeah. It isn't fair.
Have they been fixed?
No, I have to do that stuff.
I'll do it. Paint, right? You want to change the O2A?
Yeah. It's just, I have to go get them from the barn. And the signs are in the barn, but Jed told me I could just come by and get them, but I just...
drill a hole in the ground because you're going to hit a rock. You'll need a post hole digger.
Yeah, okay. Or an auger.
I've got an auger.
Yeah.
And you also, I don't know what the dates are. We haven't even the dates.
Yeah, the dates, I think it's...
What are the dates this year?
Are they downstairs?
No.
Do you know what the date is?
Yes. Jed said they're at his
farm. Yes, they're at
his farm. What's the date?
The
26th
and 27th.
Okay. We should have that front and center for everything so we all can say it flat out.
And we had an idea this year of moving that they've been in the same place for 50 years, these Burmachet signs, and we thought everybody... And Paul knows there's a book sale at the end of July, so why not expand the perimeter and put up the Burmachet signs in Dorset, for instance, in front of Jettos, Flower Pottery, if you would let us, if we could. So anyone coming up from Manchester, if they don't go into Paul, they don't know there's a book sale. But if they get to Dorset, even before they turn left into going into Rupert, they would know there's a book sale. We had some other places to put them. We can go over the specifics. But we thought they're in the same little tiny circle.
Yeah.
And it's like a circular firing squad. You're not reaching out and getting other people. So if we move the signs out, we're going to catch a lot more people.
Can we get more signs? Can we make more Burmachet signs?
No.
Do you want to put them?
No, Warren.
They're difficult to put up. It was a... We were in a downpour,
lightning
and thunder, trying to put them up, and then you got to go back on Monday and take them down.
Yeah. Right.
And that's even harder.
I think it makes sense to expand, but I wonder if places like Dorset have signage.
Sign
ordinance.
So we'd
have to.
You could put them on the bend by Dammy Mountain Road.
Yeah.
That's like,
right there.
And you could put them on the corner of 315. I think that's a good idea.
You can put some in my yard on 153. I know it's right there, but I know we're not netting more people, but maybe I'll make some more Burmachet signs for my yard.
Huh.
Well, we have a map of where we put them for the years.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And when do those go out? A week ahead?
No, I think they're out.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks at the least.
Yeah, I know that they've been out.
So
for a while.
So are you? You're going to update them?
Yeah, I just have to. Just a quick.
Including the dates. Do they have the dates?
I don't think they have the dates.
Okay.
No, I thought that. Do the signs have the dates on them?
Yeah,
we'll check.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an extra piece that goes on the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah, that would be something, I mean, yeah, it would have to change almost every.
One of them's the
yeah.
same, the other one's different. So.
I see. Okay. Okay.
Along with the cash boxes, the secretary, the treasurer has to have the money to the school Saturday morning
mm-hmm.
and have enough money to go through Saturday or Sunday.
Do you have an amount that you usually start with?
I can't remember.
I can't.
I know Julie knows.
Oh, okay.
She knows. So, and we wanted to eliminate less quarters.
You want less quarters?
Yeah, less quarters. But only except for out and
the paperbacks.
The paperbacks.
Because yeah. nothing is, it's all in dollars is, except for the paperbacks.
Okay.
Ones and fives. That was 75, 100 for cash boxes.
I think it's more than that. Yeah.
I don't know.
So the other thing was the sorters have asked for a book cart.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, do you want to
talk about that? We're all getting old, the people that are working in the sorting, and the boxes are getting heavier and heavier. They might be the same, but they are better. So you know, they're anywhere from 10 up to 40 pounds. You have to pick them up, move them to where we have them sorted after they're packed. And we were talking about getting, you know, other than having a cart, you know, the hand cart.
The hand cart.
It would be nice if we had something that was, when we were pulling the box off a table, it would go right onto a cart. And I was able to go over to American Hardware and talk to David, the owner, and he showed me two carts that they have there. And the one cart that was a really preferable one didn't have an edge on it. It was absolutely flat. And he said that he could get it, he thought he could get it for us for $95. And it would be no more than $95. Very heavy duty, these things are. And he would give us a discount if we buy it through him. So. He's ordered it, and if we won't do it, then he'll keep it for himself. And we would really love something we don't have to.
Yeah, we got a lot of new volunteers, and they're great, but they're still not lifting the boxes. So it's been mostly Linda and I doing all the hoisting. So this way, some of these gals, because they're older gals, I think. We're the oldest. But they can just slide the box right on the cart, roll it to the bag that it belongs in, and then drop it. And if they can't drop it, we'll drop it. But at least that's, you know, otherwise it's constantly just the two of us doing it.
I wasn't sure if there's something in the kitchen at Meadowy. Like, that's something that I've seen.
Is this for the barn?
While they're sorting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but those carts, like, at Meadowy.
Ooh, sorry about that.
If they didn't have
the food cart?
Yeah,
huh.
Food cart and got it. Yeah.
So, I mean,
so as
when we
yeah.
motion?
Well,
I wish motion that we would approve up to $100 to get this cart.
I'll second that. Right. Do you want to discuss or do you want to vote?
So, would it work? It works well on Jed's.
On the concrete,
yeah.
Probably
got heavy-duty wheels. Yes. Yeah. We could probably sell it. If it didn't work, we'd probably sell it, you know,
that's
out
true.
There. So.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
We got a cart.
Thank
you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then you're locked in for many more years now.
Yeah, well, you gotta take over.
That's funny.
Yeah, if I do, it'll be Tuesday, 9 to 11 at night.
Yeah.
She's not kidding.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy. I guess the other question I had was high school volunteers. Have we?
I've tried. I never even got the. I never got any call.
They tried that with the kids that were needed stuff to go to college.
I was hoping to get like community service hours.
Yeah.
But nobody would even call me back.
They don't want it. They don't.
It's just unbelievable. Like
that's too bad.
Easy community hours, but.
Did you call the schools?
Yeah, like I did. I called the
counselors
schools.
At the school. Oh, okay.
We've been trying for years to get the kids. They're just not interested.
The only kids that come are your kids.
I can talk to the homeschool crew.
Yes.
The homeschool crew.
Yeah, the homeschoolers, yeah.
And the 4-H kids.
And the 4-H'ers, yeah. Oh,
Do you want them, when do you want them and where do you want them?
Is that, I was going to ask. When are they?
Wednesday night. At least, I never did. I'm at the school Wednesday night setting up. I don't know who's. Someone has to be down at the barn helping Jed.
Yeah.
Last year we had a problem with they loaded the books for the kids section in the back and the paperbacks. They loaded them into a truck that came around the front. So these poor volunteers were carting the books through the gym. So we need somebody at the barn who can say the pocketbooks. The kids' books go on one truck directly to the back of the school to kind of
direct it.
I don't know, it's like a little chaotic down there.
Yeah.
And they're loading and firing everything into the truck.
And throwing them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Some of the boxes were in pieces.
So there's got to be somebody down there, so I don't.
Yeah.
But Jed is.
Jed can't do it. I mean, he's not physically able to.
So having a crew of kids on Wednesday evening. At the barn would be helpful.
No, having it as one of the board members or an adult down there would be helpful.
But I mean, along with
the kids, I don't know, the 4-H, I don't know who's
putting the books onto the truck at Jed's barn.
The 4-H
and
hopefully. Hopefully.
Who is? The dark haired woman that kind of runs
the food truck?
No.
Algae?
You know, we're talking short hair. She whips. She gets everybody whipped up. She's amazing.
So the 4-H people are at Jen's barn putting the books onto the trucks, and then they come here and unload the trucks.
Yes.
Where do we need extra kids? Do we need them on Thursday morning to sort books, or where?
We need them Wednesday.
Wednesday
to unload them, load and unload them.
Great.
Sunday,
probably
Wednesday.
Do you want another week?
I think we should move on.
They
all
talk
more about it in July.
Monday.
Yeah, they start off at.
Unless we're
getting
a lot more.
No, I'm happy with this.
Okay. Now we're.
And I think maybe they did a posting with the front porch for me asking for community volunteers, and a lot of people just showed up that we've never seen before.
Right.
Cool. So that was great.
Oh, okay. That was good. Then we can do that.
That's cool.
Well, we'll resume this next
month. And if you guys think of anything that is left out, just remember that,
And then, I'm sure next month it'll be a longer discussion even. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right, now we're on to the fundraising committee.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, we're still. So, fundraising committee. I did not prepare an actual report, but I have my notes. But first of all, Joni, thanks for your resignation. I'm sorry to hear that. So now we're down to two people, and I don't think that that's a committee. I don't know. A full committee? Do you?
I'm not a full committee.
So I'm wondering what we would want going forward.
I resigned the month earlier.
Yeah.
I think that maybe we just add it to our agenda as needed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I was trying to pull it off to allow for the meetings to be a little faster, but that's so I think that will be, and I don't know if we need to dissolve it or just whatever. I don't know. Just
well,
Well, we could. I can make a motion to dissolve the committee, and we'll do the fundraising work at the regular meetings.
Sure. Should we do this all this the talk about this before then we and then we'll dissolve it? How about?
Sure.
Okay. So the 5:20 meeting, it was good. We had Linda and Kana in the audience, and the three of us were representing the board.
I think it's a carpenter bee. It took a really big bee.
Oh, gosh. I heard the motorcycle, and I was like...
Is it on your back?
It was on your back.
Oh, because they like...
It's on the floor. I'm on the register. There it goes. Settle down.
They don't bite, carpenter bees.
No, but it just...
It's so annoying. They're so strange.
He went upstairs.
Right here.
Well, when he comes back, I'll bring him.
Oh, is it a bumblebee? Or is it a carpenter bee?
It's like it's a big one. Maybe it's a bumblebee.
Oh, wait. He'll get trapped in there.
No, that's okay for now. We can store him there.
He's not going to be happy being in there.
Oh, there's a hole.
There is a hole in the glass. I didn't notice that.
I didn't either.
Maybe.
When did that happen?
I just saw it right now.
A long time ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it hasn't gotten worse.
Okay. So, let's see. Here we are. Okay. So, the main thing we were talking about was the soft annual appeal and the QR code.
Yeah.
From that is fixed?
No.
No, it's not.
So I uploaded and sent the application in over a week ago to Stripe. And I was waiting for an email response of confirmation. It said I would hear from 2 to 3 days and never heard from them. And so I finally got through and called them today. And the guy's like, you have to go on the dashboard and then look and they'll tell you like the note and this and that.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Okay, but the form that Julie gave me is not acceptable. They will only accept two governmental forms as evidence to prove that that's our EIN number.
Mm-hmm.
And those were probably given when we originally got the EIN number, which may have been 25, 30 years ago. So Julie doesn't have it. I talked to Deb for a while today as well. I don't know what else to do, but I did... I don't know if it was whose idea it was, but I don't think it was mine. But someone suggested, why not try Venmo instead of the QR code? So I did look into Venmo a little bit, and actually, I had paperwork to share with you from Nina, which she's Venmo does do nonprofit stuff. They still charge, I think it's 1.7 maybe percent, but it may be a simpler process. So she was going to be investigating that. I was going to investigate that. And then Julie actually did text me this afternoon. She was out of the office today, but that she would be willing to try to call the IRS, but that process may take time.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And she said that, you know, that you theoretically should be able to prove with the DUNS number, with the IRS to prove that is indeed our EIN number, but you know, because it's a corporation, probably they just won't do it away from their protocol. You know,
I had to do that recently, but they would take like a 941, but
no. And I sent them like a tax, I think the name of the form was I can't remember what it was. I do have it somewhere, but I'm sorry, it's right here. The S3 form, which is for purchases and sale and exemption organizations, and it just has our federal ID number and our name, but they would not accept it. So that's the status. We're hoping to do whatever the fastest thing is, whether it's waiting for this with the QR code or going with Venmo.
Okay.
But we thought maybe Venmo would be even more user-friendly with people.
I think so.
And then you could probably use it in other applications also, which would be really handy. Like we thought about with the QR code also, but
yeah.
Anyway, so that all sort of unrolled today, and we're going to continue to work on it. So.
Okay, so then we're still holding on that. Nina asked me about the wording. We had hashed out wording.
Yeah.
And then she thought she heard some feedback that having a deadline of our fiscal year end was not was off-putting or something. So
to whom?
To people who might donate. So then, and I had thought about that too. Well, what I thought, not that it would be off-putting, was that we'll take the money whenever,
oh,
right?
Sure.
So if
sure.
it's not like a hard deadline. And that's like, but anyway, so then I said we could talk about some the wording again, or just, I don't know. We did so much talking about the wording. It was kind of funny to be going with that, but especially since this QR code issue isn't worked out. So if you guys do you feel that the deadline should be taken out?
So I think that it's, what you just said is true, that we are happy to receive funds whenever we receive the funds.
Right.
And so getting it by the end of the fiscal year is lovely,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want it to be a barrier
right.
to people who want to send money after July 1st.
Right.
They
true,
can
true.
Just...
Yeah.
Okay, so should we just then strike that whole...
Sure.
It's getting late.
Sorry?
It's getting late.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thought on that part.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would have been fine before, but it's getting late.
Yeah.
Right, but the QR code didn't work.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, but that doesn't... Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was already a snag for that. So then, do we just take out that by June 30th?
Can you read it as amended?
Sure. Well, okay. Now it starts out. As we approach our fiscal year end, your gift can help bridge the gap and sustain essential library services. Every donation, large or small, makes a real difference. Then it says, please donate in person, by mail, or via our QR code by June 30th. We're grateful for your support. Thank you for being a part of our library community. Warmly, the Apollo Public Library Board of Trustees.
I don't know if we need to have by June 30th, but, you know, like, why even...
Right, no, that's what we were saying. But then, do we just leave it then? Please donate in person, by mail, or via our...
Whatever. What way that we're going to do it.
Or online. Okay. All right, I'll just let her know that. And then... And then we're just waiting for the...
Yeah, and hopefully that'll be in the next... Hopefully in the next day or two.
Okay.
I'm worried that Venmo is going to have some of the same holdups that Stripe will. And the problem with those two companies is that, you know, you get somebody who has to follow their protocol. They can't, like, make a decision. They can't really waver from it.
Sure.
But isn't Venmo just setting it up with our bank account?
Like, hopefully.
So it's just like adding our bank information. At least that's how a personal account is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's authentication, but it's not.
It might be different if it's tax exempt, though. That's the only part that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. That's the part that is making it.
Yeah,
the hold
that
up.
Makes sense.
Okay. Thank you.
But they do it, so.
Okay, so then I will give her that wording, just change, you know, thank her for that and strike that, and then you will be in communication with her about that. Going
yes,
forward?
I am.
And then it might just be, we'll take it all off. We might have to not be able to do online.
Might
which
have
has
to.
Sense.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I just think that'll be so much easier.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I would forget
I'd,
to do it
I'm,
anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a lot more to hand to write something out. And
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So that's where we are on the postcard. Has everybody looked at the database? I just have one, but yeah, just to make sure. Sue, you did a great job with that, so you had a lot.
The database.
The contacts.
Flushing out the people who have passed.
The contacts. And,
oh,
and,
oh, bad.
And nicknames.
So long ago.
Okay,
so we're all set.
Okay, just.
I just need to send
you an email. Is there a reason it's not alphabetized? I mean, that made it really hard for me.
Yeah. Right.
How does.
I think it's just when you add in, it's just it chronologically, the money comes in.
So
can
course,
she? Oh, sorry.
She did update the donor snap when you got. She did it immediately.
Yeah,
so that
yeah,
was
she
all,
did.
Yeah, no.
Are we sure that it's not just a sorting thing? Did she say that?
Well, looks like part of it is old.
Part
yes.
of it.
And then the new ones are just added on the end, but there's got to be, I don't know how to do it, but there's got to be a way to
figure
it. Because some of these old ones, I couldn't, you know, bet the farm on it, but then there's a name here, and then there's the same name on the second half also sometimes. Because I don't know.
Well,
but anyway, that's another thing.
There has to be a way to record keep that and have it automatically
alphabetized.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds
me.
Right, and that's because she's going to have to print those out to mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And I think it could be expanded upon.
Right.
And I just think that that's essential for organization.
Sure. That's a good deal.
I guess I can check with her to make sure to see that. The alphabetizing. Okay.
Do you know our computer person that comes once a month?
Celeste. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With that.
That's a good point.
Nina with that.
Right.
If she didn't know how to do it.
That's a very good point too. Mm-hmm. So okay. So more from this, the fundraising committee. We were talking about doing one per season. We also want to have merch, which we're still kind
of
touching
out. She's got a lot of good stuff.
But yeah, book bag, postcards, and stickers is what we talked about.
She's got all that.
But one,
okay,
and then this is the Matt Solon print we have available.
Sure.
That's part of, that's kind of merch. There's a print that we have access to that is for library.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's from the library, for the library. And
yeah.
I think there's 10 of them.
Several, right.
Yeah. So that's a possibility to have out just out here as well.
Sure.
And maybe even at the book sale, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about talking to Peter Huntoon also and seeing if he would be willing to
make
prints for us and we could sell those too?
Yeah. We did talk about like putting out a call for all local artists and his name. Somebody mentioned his name. That kind of was part of a, like a big brainstorming about how to kind of connect community and then put the library forward at the same time. I think that would be good to go with artists and artisan work that's homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Do we want that for the book sale?
Not yet. I mean, I don't think we can do that yet. I'm sorry. It's just, I would want it to be, I think it would be sort of part of a whole plan. And I don't think we have anything that we can do, stickers
definitely
or anything
in the
easy.
Future, though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure. And I mentioned like, even postcards of like, the library, the picture of the library, right? I think I've seen just this,
mm-hmm.
the straight one. But I don't know that we have time to make that before the sale. And then actually this is, I forgot to add this to this, but as far as the fundraising committee, the paintings that we were given, went through the select board to talk to Meryl Bent, and I'm now able to approach her and ask, and she said she will talk to me about that. It's kind of a process, but so that's still
pending.
Yes, exactly. Just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
We have people interested in buying. So.
Yeah. Well.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep them hungry. Yes.
Tease them.
Yeah.
Tell them there's a lot of people interested.
Yeah. Tell them. So then, Joni, as far as stepping down from the committee, did you not going forward with the murder mystery?
I'm going to continue with that.
Oh, okay.
For now, just not taking on. I know they won't take anything else. Right now.
Sure. Okay. Great. So we had asked and talked about this and asked Joni to put forward like a sort of a presentation or try to kind of get all of the pieces worked out for a fundraiser, possibly in the January or so for a murder mystery.
Cool. Cool.
When, and all of the details.
That's a good time to do it too.
All of the details to be hashed out still, but. You know? But so that, thank you then. That's because that's a lot of work on its own. Oh, and then we had the robotics letter. Did that?
I'm still reworking that.
Okay.
And I had put forth a proposal. I had spoken with Anne-Marie, the teacher, and had asked her, just spoken with her about the idea. And she said that the proposal, she had given Adele a $5,000 proposal initially that had been worked down. And so I was going to do a big ask for the company so that we didn't have to ask more than once. But it was clear at the last meeting that that was an overstep. So I need to rework and go with the $1,102 ask that she presented, or that was presented to us, rather than a big ask.
The one that we had approved at our last meeting.
Well, I would imagine also if it's a big success, which I predict it would be, that it could grow.
Right. You know? But that was what I was thinking, was that in my mind, it's better to ask for money once, but and grow into it,
right,
rather than having to go back with their hat in hand again next year if it is a big success. But it was clear that that was not what was.
Well. I still think that if you do it with what you have and it goes really well, then it's really good evidence and there's a really good incentivized to get bigger.
We could put pictures of the kids and, you know, kind of
totally
sell it a little bit better. Okay, so that we'll wait for that.
It should be coming out in the next couple of days. I've been reworking.
Okay, great. And then now we have you on the... I jumped around a little bit on that fundraising committee, but now we have this.
Can I just go back to that for a minute? Is that something that can go out for our next meeting? Because it's time is.
Yeah. So we had asked Joni to do that, but with that $1,000 budget in mind. So, and then she shared that letter, and she actually did some really creative thinking about like. Tiers and stuff of donations.
I guess I'm just asking.
Table. But yeah,
is that
I think
something
so.
That we should vote on now?
We did already vote on it.
Oh, okay.
She's just,
okay, cool.
This is just like kind of like
I just
a last approval.
To like have to vote.
No. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
cool. That's,
sorry.
That's all. Thanks.
So we did already approve that with that amount in mind. So she's just going to pass out the letter to us and then
also
respond individually, but mostly it's just a, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay, so now the accessibility.
Sure. So Grace and I met at the end of April with the community and did a community meeting to see what people felt was necessary for accessibility in the library. And we had a couple of community members and Adele and Nina also come. And we walked around the premises and looked at the physical building inside and out, and also talked about the idea that accessibility is more than just the building. It's accessing the materials in the library as well as materials online. So I pulled together a list of what we came up with as far as those ideas. And the four main areas of accessibility that we looked at was physical accessibility, digital accessibility, and I guess there's three, programming accessibility. And so I didn't order it in any specific way, but it was clear that the main entrance and the rear entrance were particularly of importance. And so the front steps being, yes.
I talked to Chris Ross about the front steps,
yes,
and he recommended two handrails, not dissimilar to the one that, I mean, not decorative, but like a handrail, but then the loop, like the circular steel.
Great.
And I said that at that point, I wasn't really sure because I think that the Mason said it wasn't in his purview, but that perhaps you're going to re-cement. But anyway, he did... I asked him for also an estimate, and he wasn't really able to provide one yet, but he was going to think about it more because it's such a small amount and his steel and those the prices and stuff like that. So when I think he will when he can, but
right.
Anyway, I did talk to him about that, and he suggested the two. And I just wanted.
So that was one thing, having two handrails and not going up the center.
And also
I know it's
a
hard.
Better.
Yeah.
Thing
so
to hold on to.
The center and then the right, or the center and then the left.
Wait, I didn't understand. Say that again, John.
So right now there's one handrail going up the center.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's tricky because you have to maneuver around the handrail in order to get into the door.
Right.
And
okay.
That has posed issues for people who are mobility compromised.
You remove that and then you put two.
Yeah, so remove the center one and put two on the sides.
Yeah.
And then we talked a lot about the possibility of maybe putting a handrail going up the center of the inside one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mixed because right now, in order to get up the...
Mm.
If you walk up the right side, you have to swing the door out and then get around the door to get to the handrail. And so if you are dependent on the handrail, it's not super safe. But putting a handrail in the center would also limit people's ability to carry things in and out.
No.
So it's tricky. There was also a discussion about the doors, because the doors, typically people push them, and it was... felt like that was a safety issue, because if you're pushing the door open to get out and your balance is compromised, it's likely that you could fall down the stairs as you're pushing forward. So Sue came up with a really great...
The handles.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear from somebody today that while they're working, they do swing back and they have caused bruising on some of the older patrons.
Oh.
And so,
well, take them off.
No, I mean...
No, seriously.
No, so
I hadn't heard this.
Oh,
so,
goodness.
So one of the idea was maybe that we should approve more flush...
I'm not married to them.
I know.
And I don't...
No, but we don't want anyone to get hurt.
They are providing a service in this in-between. Because they are allowing people to grip and they walk through.
What
so,
about keeping the doors pried open during open hours?
But the winter,
it's too cold?
Yeah.
So getting brass, one idea is to get brass
handles
and match them so that they are aesthetically pleasing, and also more...
Flush
so that
soft.
If they swing, they're not... Because those are really providing a service, but they just feel like a in-between set of steps.
Is it where they are height-wise?
I think it's necessary for them to be there because they adhere to the glass.
That's where they and the, yeah. But I'm wondering if that's what's causing the pushback and bruising. If they were at a different level or height, would they?
Not sure.
Boy, that's
too
bad.
People are not used to them, and so
the reason why I went with these is because it was easy.
Round
and I didn't have to screw into the plate that's already there, or screw into the wood that's there.
Yes.
And then we looked for two people. I looked for handles. It's a tough situation.
It is a tough situation.
But I mean, if you think, were you here when somebody got hurt?
They just bump it and then they end up losing.
And it's maybe people have lives.
And most people, a few people. Other people love them.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a 50-50, you know, so it's just getting used to them being there, because some people like push the door open with their arm, you know, or bump it, you know, different ways, so when they leave, it depends on, you know.
I think it makes a lot of sense to have something there.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Otherwise, if you
want
to hold the hand,
yes.
The railing, you can't do both.
Right.
Right.
And
so,
the people
I mean,
who have been bruised, they can probably protect themselves going, they're probably a lot more savvy around them.
And there's a concern about the glass as well, because of the pole, because they are low, it wouldn't affect.
No, because the doors move real easily. It's not like you're going like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just like that. But yeah, they're not, they don't have to be forever, but okay.
Yeah,
so
it's a temporary fix.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I spoke to Greg Coleman Mason, and he said that it was not really in his wheelhouse. I don't, he does either concrete or paint or cement, and it's the other one. I'm sorry. So I think that he does.
He does cement and not concrete.
Yes, yeah. And so he said to call Tony Janier in Middletown Springs, who is the area expert and who's really good.
And Ashley Waite, I think, is injured right now because he.
Oh, Tony is?
No, Ashley is, who also does.
He did the patching before.
Oh.
So I'm happy to call Tony Janier and just check in with him if that's okay with the board to see if we can get an estimate on that.
Yeah.
Greg Colm also, because he does historic restoration, suggested strongly that we call the Vermont Historic Preservation Trust and that they have grants available to historic buildings to become more accessible, up to a matching grant up to $20,000.
Cool.
So I don't know if we want to take that on, but it's... Would that be
yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'd have to talk to the town first.
Okay.
But yeah, because it's and it's even outside like town property.
But maybe we can add that to
the building.
To the report to talk to select.
Yeah.
Well,
and I looked it up online. It's a grant through the state of Vermont.
Yeah.
And it seems like it would be a really applicable grant to what we're trying to do, especially for this up here, since it's the front of the building and it's in keeping with the historic nature of the building.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, so
if you want to, I don't know how we want to work through this list. If we want to, I mean, we kind of, the other thing I did was I went online and I gathered some resources for accessibility for libraries, and I posted some links at the bottom. One is from the ALA, and it's Access Landscape Review, and the other one is a website on enhancing library accessibility. They had some good suggestions. So that's at the bottom of this accessibility for library page.
Okay, gotcha.
And then, I also went and I printed from the ABA library accessibility checklist, and it's just a guideline, and it's not something that we have to adhere to exactly, but it's a, I just thought it could help us be aware of things that we may not be thinking of as far as accessibility, like I don't know, having alarms that are lighting, or having just checking in so that the slope of the ramp, or so that we can be aware in the future, so we can start making a list of things that need to happen in the future in order for us to be actually ADA compliant.
That's great.
So it's a bit comprehensive, but
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just good for us to be aware of.
Yeah.
The other idea is that in doing research about the loop system, a lot of people are just using microphones or voice amplifiers,
mm-hmm.
so that in a setting like this, people who have hearing aids, only a small subset have the hearing loop system compatible hearing aids. But if we had microphones with a speaker in the back that could amplify it, it would be a less expensive and more inclusive
system. Yeah.
And is that, that's just outside of this other thing, is that right?
That's just, I put it here. So provide microphones or voice amplifiers to a hearing impaired, continue researching loop system to see if it's, like, this is going to be applicable or useful for our library. Because it still feels like it comes up a lot on accessibility websites,
mm-hmm.
but then when you're actually talking to people in the community, only a small subset have them and have the hearing aids that actually work with the loop system. And they're prohibitively expensive because they're not covered by Medicare. And so it's tricky. It would work for some patrons, but it wouldn't be universally accessible. So we just need to decide how we want to move forward, given this data. You know, what do we want to prioritize? And we have $10,000, which is a nice sum of money, but how do we want to use these funds to move forward so that we are more accessible?
Well, I really like the idea of creating a better front entryway. And I guess we don't know what those costs are going to be until we get
true estimates in.
Right.
So I think maybe at the next meeting, if you talk to Mr. Janier and maybe I get a number from Chris Ross, it's more concrete.
Great.
And then maybe get some prices for microfilm systems.
Okay.
That sounds like a really good place to start to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
And then should I bring that to the select board? We said that last time about the steps.
It just wasn't certain what we could do.
Right.
And so we need to know
what
parameters we need to work within in order to be compliant with the Historical Society and what is our responsibility and what is the town's responsibility.
Right, so that's why I'm saying
yes.
I'd like to ask them to like get them aware of that and to
but even
work that out.
Even if it is like, I mean, they would probably approve us getting grants and using the grant money that we have to make the improvements to the building, right? But anyway, yes.
So adding the ask for them also to look into the preservation from a preservation trust grants, if that's something that we're allowed to do without first seeking approval from the select board.
So maybe like partner with them, like we go approve, like we go after the grants. And then they can spend
the
money.
But do we need approval to just to go out with grants
in
general?
Yes.
So okay.
Yes. It's their building.
It is. Yeah.
So give us the green lights.
Yeah. And you don't want to step on anything that Jessica's
right.
doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's make sure everybody, you know.
Yep.
Right.
If we could get a grant from them and have this accessibility money, we could do a really good job with it.
It'd be great. Yeah.
Right.
It feels like we could, you know, with
improve
the grant that Jessica has, the grant that the accessibility grant that we were awarded, and then adding a preservation historical grant on top of that, it feels like we can actually get some real
improvements.
And I think this is really comprehensive and also stuff to think about. Like we were even talking about canopy and how do we get more people aware and probably some people would need help, you know, even figuring out how to integrate that into their homes, but that would really allow them to if there are other ways to integrate programs into homes.
That was something that came up under the digital accessibility programming accessibility was that there are people who are mobility limited or technology limited. And how can we better serve them? You know, like, would having a monthly service where people could call in and get an order of books, and you know, we have Nina or Adele or whoever is volunteering.
Or volunteers, right?
We're setting up a volunteer service where we have new volunteers who are able to do that.
Maybe coordinate with like neighbor to neighbor.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, something like that.
Or Meals on Wheels, so that they're getting books
on Wheels. Yeah.
Books in. So there's, and also, you know, like, our website is problematic in a lot of ways, but one of the ways that it is problematic is that it's not accessible. You know, it's not compatible with screen readers. The font is not accessible, and the layout is not accessible. And so, in the future, that is something that we need to work on, is making sure that not only is it aesthetically pleasing, but that it's accessible.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you. And do you think then would we, these ideas that are gathered from the community meeting, should we all look at them and try to do some prioritizing ourselves, or should we have that come up on an agenda item at some future meeting to talk about in more detail?
I'm not sure, because I feel like there is some push to get these funds underway.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like this information gathering piece was an initial part that we went through in order to get the ball rolling. But I'm not sure how long we have, you know, like how much we want to draw this out. I think it's important to do steps correctly and to be thoughtful, but I also don't want to be kicked down the road until 6 months from now. So I think that, you know, like, however we decide to do it, I think we just need to make a plan, and so that we have a trajectory, so it's not kind of amorphous.
Right. So is our plan, I guess,
finance-based, like, basically, we've talked about doing the steps and then possibly the rear ramp, but then
and also,
just try to...
Well, Joni was going to get... Sorry.
Just to, like, do we say if this is, like, $9,999 and that would be the amount of it? Is that how we do it? I mean, I guess, or have we already prioritized just the front steps?
I think I liked what Lauren said, that I think the next step would be to get some quotes for both of you to talk to the people that you know, just to kind of get a ballpark so we know, like, where...
And the microphones.
Right.
And the microphones,
because
too, because I think that's a really
the
great
The microphones,
idea.
Too, and those
yeah.
are cheaper?
And if we can get
those
a
aren't
ballpark right. quote for that,
okay.
that would be a good start.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's our priority.
The microphones... Who's suggesting those?
So when I was looking up, I looked up auditory accessibility.
Right.
So I looked up,
right.
And so that was one suggestion was an voice amplification or microphones. And so it was just on an ADA library checklist.
Okay.
For programming.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because there's so many people. If you could talk to them really loudly, but it has to do with pitch and tone,
right.
Rather than just
volume.
Yeah,
that's
oh.
true.
So,
yeah.
So I didn't know if that was something. I didn't know where it came from. So, and I have no real question or real answer there.
That's
it was just a thought.
I had a call put into the Vermont Department of Deaf,
yeah,
Hard of Hearing and Deaf
yeah.
Blind Society.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the point person there was out on maternity leave, and she was slated to be back mid to late May, and I haven't circled back with her again.
Okay,
but
sure. a good resource.
But I'm happy to circle back.
Can I put one
just
more thing on your list? Yeah,
so that we can just know what options there are. If the loop system isn't the best option,
what else?
What would
there?
Be better? So that we can be
So
other low-hanging fruit was Celeste said that she was thinking about visual impairment, and that these lights are really difficult because they're overhead, and so for people who have different visual impairment, they create a lot of glare.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea might be to have either ambient lighting strips that go on the top of the bookshelves that shine up, so it's a secondary light source, so that some of these are turned off, and where we see ambient lighting, or in certain places of the library having just side lighting like the lamps that Adele has brought in, so that there's places in the library that are more comfortable for
mm-hmm.
visually impaired people.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be an inexpensive fix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But right now we're just doing those.
Right now we're just doing the other thing.
Yeah,
it's just
how much it is. Okay. All right, that was the fundraising committee. It's a lot. Oh, okay, sorry. Now, Sue, can I get a motion, I guess, to disband the fundraising committee?
I make a motion to disband the fundraising committee.
Second? Anybody?
I'll second it.
Okay. More discussion? Like I say, I think two people does not make a committee. So we'll put it back into our normal meeting.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay. It's just the paper I was looking for everywhere. It was right in front of me.
No longer.
About the rainbow.
And that means our next meeting is canceled. So
right.
It fits on your calendar.
Right.
Okay, Sue, security.
Oh, so Adele and I have been talking about lighting outside, and Adele's made some phone calls, and back and forth. So now what we're wondering is maybe just having a timer on the light that we have so that it would stay, rather than I'm going to go with timer. So maybe what we do is I talk to the select board, or you can mention to the select board if we could see how much, or we could get an estimate for a timer and then let the select board know what it was and ask if we could do that. So then the light wouldn't be on all night, it wouldn't be going on and off, and it would be on enough so that she could get to her car and see around her car. But the other part of this is that I called the library associate or emailed them Library Association and got a book that they have got, they had a speaker who had this book about library security. So I've looked at the book, I've read the book, and bottom line on that would be not to have people alone in the library.
That makes sense.
The biggest thing you can do for safety. And then it also went in how to talk to people if they're being angry or whatever, and then also having a code word that, I'll go get the purple folder, which means I'm getting out of here and I'm calling the police, or, you know, something along those lines. So there's a lot of things in that, but right now, maybe getting a timer for that front light.
Is the light, it's hardwired, isn't it?
Yes.
So you have to, that's a different kind of...
There'll be an electrician.
Yeah.
You have to put it on.
I have the plant, him and Wes Paula and Matt Corey. Did you mention his name before?
No.
And they're both in Paula, West Paula.
Oh, okay.
So I have their phone numbers here.
Okay. So we're wondering about getting an estimate. And then,
do we need a third one for an estimate?
Do we need to ask the select board first?
No. We don't need a third one because we don't know how much it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Once if they come
if
back
being,
over
you know,
1,000, then
yeah,
they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that if we need to ask them. We can do research for them, I guess. I don't know. Or do you think we should ask them first?
I think we can get an estimate as long as they're not charging us. We can get an estimate and then let them know what's available and then ask them what they think.
I can just, and just say that too, that
we're doing
some research for them, and then, but would be coming back for approval to
add the light.
Yeah, that last one, okay.
And they may have even a better suggestion.
Right.
About being electricians.
Right.
Because we're just kind of trying to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what would work the best without going crazy?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if I brought this up. I didn't think we do have a panic button, and I did talk to the alarms company about it. Press the panic button, the alarm starts beeping. They call the library and ask us if everything's okay.
Is it under the desk?
It's in the desk, in the little drawer right there.
Okay.
Right by the computer. It's a little round button.
Do you have two of them?
I just have one. But that's a good idea. We probably should get one for Nina's, for
the
back room as well.
And then you could even just...
Yeah, and they'll call, and if you know, to say, and then they'll call the police. They'll call the police.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Other places around have those.
Yes.
Was that the... It doesn't come out of the desk, though. It's within the
desk?
No,
you can wear it.
Oh, that was that one you showed us. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a phone.
Yeah.
You can wear it. You can put it on a keychain.
Okay.
But, you know, I just keep it
I remember
in the desk
you brought it out and you didn't want to test it to see if it worked, but then...
But if you're in a such precarious position, you might not have...
Well,
you might not want to have to open the...
Somebody comes in and you just open it and it's right there and you just press it. And maybe just the alarm going off
is it turned off?
Will be enough to turn them.
How hard would it be to get a second one?
It wouldn't be any hard. It wouldn't be hard at all. Just call them. They'll send us a second one.
That seems a good idea.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
What's I going to ask?
They're a good company.
That's good.
Do we need a... We don't need a motion.
I don't think so. That's like... I think that's part of the...
It comes with the service.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. So, and I guess then, so we'll just work on that nobody working alone aspect of it. So hopefully we'll get some... Keep getting volunteers.
Yes.
How has that been?
Gene's pretty good. He's here until almost 5, so... sometimes he's leaving when I'm leaving.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For the most part. Yeah. It's just in the state right now.
Has the phone call and the phone calls stopped?
No, we have not received any phone calls
good.
At all, so.
Good. Okay.
So that's a good thing. Yeah.
And the caller, I don't think I saw anything.
The caller ID,
did you email it to us?
Everybody with cost $30 more a month.
Yeah, the guy that was doing the book thing, and all that does, you know, then they've got an anonymous survey or else.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't, help
it's
that way. But you've got information from the police,
yes,
right, on
yes.
what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so do that.
Yeah,
and,
to call, yeah, to track it. So what the phone company will track every time we call that number, and then
yeah.
we would make a police report, and then they have official document,
yeah.
get a warrant,
yeah,
and then
that.
Find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we already have a police report. It's
yes.
open, and they're just that's the data that
but
they will collect. Yeah.
They want to be able to
yeah.
do it every time.
It seems
time.
Like an inside job. It seems like they've stopped since they know that we're tracking them.
Well, yeah. I mean,
good.
We're on
possible.
Video, so. You know. Okay. So, we good on the security?
Pardon me?
We're good on the security
yeah,
update?
Yeah, so you'll call the electricians? And
yeah, I'll call them tomorrow.
Okay. You want a free estimate?
Yes.
Yes.
Glenville Plant, he's pretty good. A lot of people recommend him.
Okay.
And I can't imagine anyone would think about him unless I am friends with him on Facebook. And I don't know, it's random because I was friends with his first wife.
Okay.
So, good. And it just continued.
Okay. So next we have the library report to the select board. So far I have the building issues that Adele mentioned.
Yeah. Sink and the cleaning up the weeds is not a big deal.
Right. The sink
really
one though.
The timer.
The timer.
And then the
yes.
possibly fixing the steps and updating that. And the timer for existing library. So it's an existing outside light. Or
yeah, it's an existing one, but the problem is you have to shut it off before you leave. You can't leave it on all night. So
okay.
we have a timer attached
right.
to it for, say, 15 minutes, additional 15 minutes so that we can get our car back away, and then the light goes off.
Right.
That way it's not affecting the neighbors.
Yeah. It's just one of these that gets turned off here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like a little welcome
okay.
light we all have in our homes.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
I mean, we might have to change the light. I don't know.
Right.
So,
I'll update them and ask.
Yeah.
And then the possibly Vermont Preservation Trust grants. And that's all I have. Was there anything else
well,
that we should report
I
on?
I was just going to say.
Oh, just update on the book sale. How about? You know, just constant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looked like there's some areas of the building that need to be painted or that are peeling quite substantially, and I'm wondering, is it on any kind of a schedule, or I wonder if it was something to ask the select board about.
It's not on the schedule. You can ask them. There's, oh.
Yeah, I
oh,
see
yeah,
it.
There's one over there. So.
There's downstairs, too, definitely needs to
yeah.
be painted. I was
yeah.
I forget who I was
yeah.
down there with, but.
Oh,
the walls downstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are pretty bad.
The interior is what I meant.
Yeah.
Did you mean exterior?
I was talking exterior.
Okay, so there. Well,
yeah,
that's
talking
funny.
About spots on the top.
Well, I'm looking at that western wall.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
They go through Lux. They use Lux.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lux is actually paints over here, and I think the town
I'm on film.
Like, pays for
yes,
the painting.
Yes.
So you were wondering if there's a schedule for exterior paint,
there's not a schedule, but but since they want to do over there, maybe we could, yeah.
Do we know when the last time this was painted?
Oh, I don't remember.
And then with
let's get on that train.
yeah,
we can divert over here. How about the interior painting? Is that
no? I know that when they did it was Beth Duquette or Beth Kashner.
Okay.
And Heidi Hamill did downstairs with primer paint.
Okay.
And that's as far as they got.
Okay.
So
and that was...
That's a long time ago.
Yes.
A very long time ago.
So that was...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least 18, 20 years ago.
It was 24... Well,
it was
yeah,
earlier.
Who was, well, Betty Daly was... Yeah. Probably 16, 18 years ago. So Beth did it.
Well, I mean... The
so
map,
I don't know if the town is willing to paint the interior.
So that's library board work.
It could
okay,
be a library thing.
Okay, well, I will. I can ask.
Yeah. But we can find out. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you good? Were you saying
something? We'll put on our painter clothes and bring our roller step. We do it ourselves.
Well, yeah. I can just ask Heidi to come back. For a... Okay.
We'll take a wall.
Oh, yeah. Mine will be purple, so I don't know if you guys want that. I'm like
totally.
Dying to.
Of course we do.
All right. So, reflection on operating norms. Focus on agenda topics. Be open-minded. Respect each other. Value different viewpoints. Be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan. Make decisions based on data and facts. Listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. I will open it up for any reflection. How do you guys feel?
Good.
Yeah? I think that, I was just checking the time. It went over a little bit, but we did add the security discussion over my estimate of time. So, yeah, it seems like we are working together pretty well, and I don't know. Data and facts, looks like we're trying to get that, make those decisions, questioning things, research, all of that. Okay, do we have any public comment? No? Okay, oh, so next meeting, and then I have our next regular meeting is July 1st, but then we had agreed to have a special meeting on Thursday. So just wanted to just revisit that and just make sure that that's, we're all still on board for that. And I will, that's for hiring stuff.
What, Thursday?
What?
Hiring in 2 days? At your suggestion?
Yeah.
Was that your suggestion? Which I
I knew there was something else. There was a Planned Parenthood fundraiser.
It was at 6. Yes, it hasn't been warned yet. And those, the special meetings do only need 24 hours notice.
Well, I mean, we just really need to get it. We need to get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Do we feel ready? Does everybody feel ready to have a meeting Thursday?
Thursday isn't a good day for me. At all.
Thursday's not a great day for me either. I've got it.
Benson?
Huh?
Are you in Benson?
No. Is it during the day? What time is it?
Oh, no, it was at 6.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's during the day, it would be okay. But I have a fundraiser.
There's a Medivik concert. And kindergarten says it's a concert.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then, would we like to set another?
Friday.
I have a. Think I have a school board meeting on Monday. Let me just check. I can. They've been changing. It's been changing a little bit. And if we can't just come to a quick idea, then we can shoot out some. Like a doodle. Well, is there never a good time for
I just have, the weekend of the 13th, 14th, 15th is something that I'm trying to prepare for, and I'm away this weekend, but I really do want to get it moving, so I don't suspect the meeting would take that long. Is there a chance we could do it during the day?
During the day, but Grace works.
I could probably do it in the day, though. Okay, I do, well, but I'm flexible.
Yeah,
thank you.
So I mean, just start saying daytime instead of nighttime.
Thursday would be fine in the afternoon for me.
Tuesday the 10th?
What's this?
Did you say Tuesday the 10th? Tuesday? What did you just say?
I said Thursday.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Thursday afternoon is great. Tuesday the 10th is... There's something going on, but...
You mean Thursday, this Thursday, during the day instead of
this
at night?
I don't think we can do that. Well,
we don't have enough time.
That would be a pretty, I mean, yeah, it'd be kind of hard to turn around. I don't, yes.
Friday morning?
That's, Fridays are hard for me.
That's like the other day.
Okay.
So perhaps, how's next week?
Could we get the, I mean, the agenda's going to be pretty simple, right? We can get it out in the morning.
Yeah.
Is there anything work that we need to be doing?
Yes. So we need to be going through the handbook and coming up. It's going to be kind of gathering all of the stuff, that the work that we have done, as well as making sure that we've got everything, things in place that we want. So I think there is some work that needs to be done. June 9th, I do have a school board meeting here. That's Monday.
I could do Friday morning if it was fairly early. or later in the afternoon.
What is fairly
I can't,
early?
I'm out of town.
Friday is kind of hard for me, but what does early mean?
Like 8.
5:30?
Sorry, I put that down again. Okay.
Did somebody say Monday wasn't good? Monday the 9th?
Monday at night.
Oh, that's right. You can't.
Cannot. I have a school board meeting.
That's right. What about
Monday day?
Monday day or Tuesday? A week from today.
I don't. Tuesday a week from today at night is a select board meeting, but if we did it earlier in the day.
I have piano lessons in the morning and then a piano recital in the afternoon.
On Tuesday?
On Tuesday.
This on the 10th, okay. Wednesday the 11th?
As long as it doesn't last long, I mean,
what?
I just don't have. I mean, I have 85 people coming to my house on Friday.
Okay. So how?
What about? Let's go back to Friday morning. Is eight really too early for you, Corey?
It is, and also Fridays are days for me. It's like a work day for me.
Well, would you be against Monday more during the day, and it's the same day that you have a school board meeting?
Oh, that's fine for me during the day.
Can anyone else do Monday during the day?
It's fine with me.
I can do that.
Okay, what time? Like,
anytime is fine with me.
Anytime is good with me on Monday.
Same.
Afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Early afternoon?
Yeah, that would be great for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 o'clock Monday the 9th. Okay. Special meeting. I will work out that agenda, get it out to everybody, and then warn that.
Was everybody able to open the document I sent with the handbook?
Yes.
The handbook draft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know just yet. I just feel like the discussions that we have can go long ish.
Yeah, I think the odds would never get here until
ten past two.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll just turn up.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll.
Oh, right, the library won't be open, so...
No, we won't be open,
right.
So you guys will have to open and close.
Yeah, but we will have the doors open.
Yeah, that's fine.
And all of that,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so 1 o'clock on the 9th.
1 o'clock on the 9th, yes. Okay. I don't know if any of this vote to make that a reality.
I motion that we meet on Monday, June 9th to discuss policy and hiring.
Yep. Perfect.
I second that.
At 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m. Here in the library. Yeah.
Here in the library at 1 p.m.
June 9th.
June 9th.
Second?
Nate, I'll second it.
All right.
Any more discussion?
Would you send me that again? Because I can't bring
it. I haven't.
Yeah.
I can forward it to you right now. Any more discussion?
Oh, you can. Thank you.
Or no? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Then we are doing that. And I guess, yeah, we haven't worn the other one, so we don't even need to do anything else about that. Okay. Then the next regular meeting is July 1st at 6 here at the library. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's adjourn. 7:55. Okay. Adele, where are you going to get your t-shirts?